Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why does this make me so excited?
Because baby,
let me see. Oh, let me see. Oh, my God. Oh, look at this. Forget dogs. I want a goat now.
Sorry, Blaine.
Yeah, what? You kicking him out?
I'm a goat.
This is Debbie.
Yes.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good to see you. This is wonderful. This is, sometimes things happen on the show, and then on the day of, I go, how is this happening? I saw on Rob's Facebook page, mm-hmm. That there is, now I've seen it before, there is a goat, is it a goat farm or a ranch? What do you say when it comes to goats?
Well, we have a farm.
Yes. It's a farm, okay. And where is it located?
In Thanonasassa.
And that's cool, because we were just talking about the other day, we really don't know where Thanonasassa is. What's it near?
Near Plant City.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's on this side of Plant City.
All right.
Yeah.
So, are there farmers in the family? Like, how did this come up? Well, one day you were like, let's get out of the city.
Right, we had no idea. We've been out there 2.5 years. We lived in South Tampa before, and so it was a big change.
I bet.
We actually looked for some property so I could do dog training, and 5 acres turned into 10, turned into 40.
40? Holy cow.
Yes. And we originally got goats to help keep the pastures down so we didn't have to mow, and 7 goats turned now into 70.
Oh, my. And is that hard to take care of, 70 goats?
It is my full-time job now.
It is?
Yes.
And what is there outside of goat yoga, is there any other... Like, you're not shaving them down for their fur like alpacas.
No, everybody has a job. There's goats that are used for keeping weeds and grass down. I do milk some of the goats, and I make cheese and fudge.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
And I love goat cheese. Soap. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Goat soap?
Yes.
That goat doesn't sound soap. Like it would
goat
get you clean.
Soap.
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful. It's the best thing for your skin.
You smell like a dirty goat when you're done with it. Yeah. So, okay, so are you selling this online? Is there a big demand for goat products?
We're out in the country, and what you do out there is you put a little roadside stand up, and it's honor system.
Really?
And then I sell it after class and stuff, too.
Spanish, find out where it is so we can go rob her stand.
Absolutely, yeah.
Locally sourced goat soap.
That's right. But what is your primary source of goat income?
Primary source of goat
like how are you paying for those 70 acres? Like, is there something that, or are you doing this just to live the dream?
Retirement.
It was.
I mean, that's why we left South Tampa and moved out there. And retirement. Rob still runs his foundation, Athletes and Causes.
Right.
And in the spring, we had a little goat that was born with some disabilities.
Oh, adorable. So, sick goat.
I know. And he couldn't walk, and he was blind and deaf.
Oh.
And Rob said, why don't you start a foundation, and we'll do goat yoga, and every weekend we raise money for charities, local charities.
Right.
And with kids with facing adversities. So it can be disabilities.
Sure.
We have the Sheriff's Youth Ranch coming out next week.
I bet you there's something very therapeutic for kids to get out there and play with baby goats.
Yeah.
I saw the video of the goats, and I liked them. Then I saw the video of the goats climbing onto the people, and I thought, well, we could do this.
Oh, absolutely.
So how many goats do we have here today?
We have 8 tiny babies and 3 that are veterans with the yoga. They like to jump.
Oh, good.
We've recently, within the last 5 weeks, had 4 sets of twins born. So they're really new babies. So they're with us today, too.
Really?
They like to be cuddled.
Oh, I'll cuddle up a goat.
And they're learning, and they've been in their first full class this past weekend. That also helps me socialize them.
Sure.
And
what really is goat? I mean, is there a lot of yoga involved, or is it just playing with the goats?
You can do as much or as little yoga.
Okay, good, because I don't want to do any yoga.
We do always have an instructor, and they do yoga. half the time, it's people that are sitting there on their mats just playing with the goats. And once the goats start jumping on backs, it's all over.
I
give a lot of credit to our instructors because this has to be the hardest class that they teach because they have goats climbing on them while they're trying to instruct. I'm walking in front of them because I'm trying to, you know, keep order and clean up after the goats. And
how hard is it to have a goat? Like if I were to get one goat as a pet?
Well, you need to have two.
Oh, you do?
They are herd animals, so they do better, at least with a friend. And they're pretty low maintenance. Everybody thinks, oh, they're good lawn mowers. Not necessarily.
No.
If you have a lot of property, you've got to supplement with hay and feed.
Yeah.
But they are very loving. They're very affectionate. If they're brought up.
They're good with other animals, too. I know a lot of times, with horses, they'll have a goat as a little buddy and stuff, and they get along with dogs pretty well.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pigs.
We have a pig, and she hangs out with the goats, and we have donkeys in with the goats and cows.
Are they noisy?
The goats?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. When it's time to be fed or when they see me, yes.
Yeah, there was a lady who had a pig on live PD this weekend, and that pig sounded like it was bloody murder going on. Oh, Carmen, I felt so bad for you with your pig.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Kenny is hungry or he's hurt or he's mad, he is noisy.
That's when we have spare ribs that night.
No.
What happens.
No.
This is good because you can't eat the goats, so you have you can't threaten them with that. All right. Well, we are going to do goat yoga here in the studio. So what I'm going to do is take a quick break. We'll let you guys come in and get set up. We'll come over there and get our headphones on, and then we will do it. If ever there was a time you should be watching Bone TV that didn't involve nudity, it's today. We will do goat yoga in the studio next.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I got to tell you. Both Galvin and I have goats in our hands right now as we speak. That's right, you didn't hear us wrong. We're holding goats. How old is this little... Let me turn your mic on there a second. How old is this little baby goat that I have? How old?
That one is 3 weeks old.
Oh my God, it's adorable. Pretty sure we're...
Mine is totally asleep.
Is it really?
Those are twins. Oh,
really?
Joey and Jesse.
Like from Full House.
Yes, because their mom, we have twin girls, and their moms are Mary Kate and Ashley.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we do now for goat yoga? Do we come over there and just lay it out? All right.
Some positions.
I'm not doing any positions, but hold on, Carmen will. I'm gonna go on Facebook Live in addition to Bone TV, so you can get a goat's eye view of what's going on. Nothing is better than when you're doing your job and you're just at your desk and working and goats just come walking over.
Yeah, right.
And they're not even disruptive. They just come walking over and they're like looking around and hanging out.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Right? I also was worried that the goats would just start eating the wires and perhaps take us off the air.
Yeah, and they could. Because they're doing some shoelaces over here and my shorts a little bit and stuff. Well, my goat literally was just laying there and then just went like this. Went like, oh, what's going on? You woke me up.
Oh, man.
Did you put the mixer on over there?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to put that on so we can hear you over there.
Can I feed this apple to the goat? Hold on, stand by.
Carmen, if you want to put one of those headsets on and try it out.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go. This is me,
check,
Jesse.
Check. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I don't know. I don't have headphones on, dummy.
Someone needs to have headphones on.
Yes,
dummy.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Now, is that goat poop on those mats, or are we good to go? Okay,
that's
good.
Poop.
I know what to avoid. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Are you the instructor?
Yes, I'm going to be your instructor for the day.
All right. Hold on a second. Look at this.
Hey.
What are they going to do?
No, they're doing the wires.
What?
Oh.
So what? We're going to electrocute it.
I mean,
so does Carmen. That's how Carmen got this job.
Uh-huh.
So we have 8 goats in here.
8 goats, 4 of us.
Let's do it.
Oh, there's 11 goats. Yeah, what are you? There's 4 on stage. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's
one I'm missing. Yeah. All right.
All right, Galvin, you ready?
Yeah.
We gotta get in yoga position.
All right, I'm gonna have to put Joey down for a second.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna put this guy down too.
Joey,
Jesse. Oh. Oh, yeah, you're not peeing on me, Jesse. All right.
Late.
What are we doing? Kneeling?
You're going to sit down for a second. Cross those legs.
Oh, sitting. Okay, hold on. We're doing goat yoga.
Oh, there, you want that?
Hold on. They're just jumping off. Can you give me some volume in the headphones, Galvin?
Who knows? Maybe.
Oh, man. I can kind of.
We started.
We did.
So you're just going to take some deep breaths. And you're going to see the goats are going to come over to you.
Okay.
And start jumping on your back.
Oh! I'm pretty sure you just ate. You just bit me. What is that?
Like this.
Right now, like this.
All right. Basically, Carmen's going to do yoga, and I'm going to sit here in an Indian style.
He's going to yoga.
Ah! Hello.
This guy's eating my sleeves. This is the most fun thing ever. I know this probably sucks on the radio because you have to be part of the multimedia experience, but this is great. Carmen's on all fours and two goats are on her back. Galvin's on all fours and one's just eating my arms.
I could watch this forever.
This is hilarious.
This is awesome.
You're just going to take some deep breaths here. You can do a little cat and cow. So breathe in, look up, and then breathe out.
Oh my God.
Now,
so many goats.
The
get
big
easy.
Goat just jumped on Galvin.
That's Bob.
Why don't you grab that headset so we can hear you as you're talking and stuff?
Yeah, that's good.
Somebody's eating my shorts. Yeah. Hey, eat my shorts.
Bob's up on you. Whoa, a goat fell on another goat.
Oh, well, as you see, they're going to be climbing up on you. That's all part of the experience. If you want to take it back to child's pose, stretch your back out.
Yeah, do more of that.
Oh. Somebody's biting my stuff.
Hello? Hello?
Oh my God.
And at any
point. It's like, it doesn't hurt, it's just scary.
Yeah, because you're on all fours and all of a sudden you're actually getting mounted by a real animal.
There's a lot of them on me. I can tell there's more than one.
There's two, not one.
Carmen's got two goats on her.
Oh my God! Ow! All right, you're piercing my skin.
You can do it, Galvin.
Okay. Oh my God!
All right, hold on. I gotta try this. Hold on a second.
That guy loves to jump on people. All right. Good grief!
Okay.
Come on. Oh Lordy, there's a goat on my butt. What's up, dude?
If you want, you can bring it up and go to downward facing dog.
Okay.
Cool. Or downward facing
ready,
dog.
Ready, go. We're going to the frog.
There you go.
Am I doing it right?
Yeah, perfect. Toes.
This is killing my butt. Galvin, you got any goats on you?
No, I don't. I don't want any more.
You guys should just say, come play with goats.
Yeah. There's I'd rather just pick up a goat.
No, you gotta do
feel free to bend back down to
the
tabletop if you want another goat on your back.
Yes, come on, goats. Let's do this.
Oh.
What's my goat capacity? What do you think I could do?
I bet you could get like three.
I could probably get
maybe four.
I got three goat it, four three. Goat it.
Yeah.
Come on, goats, let's do this.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, hey, come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on.
What do I have, one on my back right now?
Yeah, you have one.
You do this, guys.
Oh, God.
I want to find out my maximum goat capacity.
He's just going to dive and headbutt your ribs with his horns.
Well, I got to be honest with you. My butthole feels very vulnerable.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I can say that, but I'm being honest.
There, you have two on you now.
Assaulted.
You have one by your feet also.
Oh, yeah. Let him not go near my butt.
If you're feeling strong, you can push yourself up and see if the goat
can. He's a little baby.
Like, how high?
Up here.
Like that.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Downward facing dog.
Oh, look at that. Oh. There's goats on my butt.
That is talented.
Whoa.
You are planking Facebooking live with two goats on your back.
I feel like the goal of this is to knock the goats off because I don't want to do. Go ahead. This is fun.
He's looking.
Make sure you're breathing. Sometimes you forget to breathe when there's goats on your back.
Yeah. Holy.
Ooh. And again, for some strength, you can try to push up.
Okay.
Oh. All right, hold on.
If you can put that microphone by your mouth,
you guys look great.
Hear you.
You
guys look great.
Spanish? Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, you guys look great.
Because there's no, I can't hear anything.
So. Yeah, I don't know whether that one's on.
And then
on.
If you want to try to push yourself more down to see if the goat will stay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh, don't hurt Bob. Oh, he loves you.
This is hilarious.
Okay.
I'm just going to lay
come
down.
Come on, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
On my back.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, take a
sit on your back.
Take a breath and then push up. See if he'll stay. Hold there on. You go. You got
all
it.
Right. Here we go. All right.
Come
this
here, goats.
This is called mountaintop.
Yeah.
This is called backward cow.
If you lay your legs straight and flat,
That's going to be called Shavasana on your side.
And yeah, Shavasana that.
Come over to you, and you can take some time to pet the goats.
That's just the nap pose, basically.
What's going on, goats?
Basically the calming pose. So.
Oh,
he's headbutting you.
Okay, so, hold on. I gotta rotate my phone.
This one, Bob actually likes doing yoga, I think. He's
all right.
He's not happy that you guys are just laying down.
Yeah. Gal and I are laying on our backs.
They'll come lay on you when you're in Shavasana and just take some breaths. Relax there.
She's kissing me!
Feel like you're part of nature, one with nature.
All right.
And then we're going to stand up, put our feet here.
Hold on. Where am I?
I'm not doing any of the moves.
No.
That's okay.
Gal, I'm just letting goats lay on me.
Hold on, I gotta say hello to my goat friends. Hold on, hello, goat.
Shavasana.
Come here. Oh, these are those adorable little goats. Oh, Carmen just placed them out. Listen, they will come when they're ready. Bye, Bob. Oh, God, that goat butt. Holy. I tell you, this is a lot of fun. What is the name of the... Oh, Jesus, God. Go, you step right up my... Yeah.
Goat what, nap.
Yeah. What is the name of the farm?
Hetrick Ranch, and this is Grady Goat Yoga.
Grady Goat Yoga. Yep. This is, oh, God, goat. Good thing I don't want to have any more kids.
We're on Facebook, Grady Goat Yoga, Instagram, Grady Goat.
Yeah, you need to go do this, because this is a hell of a lot of fun. Can people just come see the goats without doing yoga?
You can just come and play with the goats.
We live there. That is our residence. So
right.
Hey, don't eat my shoelace.
2 days a week.
We are a working ranch.
So uh-huh. Yeah. It's so hard to talk while this goat is assaulting my manhood. Oh, my word. Jesus. Yours is worse than having little kids.
Feel free to always go back to tabletop position so you can protect yourself.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. I would, but there's a goat on my belly. All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, my God. I have to tell you, this is a hell of a lot of fun. This is, if you're just joining the show, this is Goat Yoga. These are lovely people who have a goat ranch out in Thanonassassa, and they do goat yoga where you actually go out there and do yoga with these tiny little baby goats. Yeah, how you doing, pal? They come and crawl on you, and if you don't think that that's fun, you have to try this because it's the most adorable thing that I've ever done. This is the equivalent of laying there and having little baby puppies lick your face.
But better.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, because they're quiet, and they have not actually peed on me, so this has been pretty good. This is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in here today. What is that noise?
I'm putting on yoga music. Hold on.
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Oh, there we go. Relaxing yoga. Goat music.
He's good. This little goat's trying to eat everything. It's hilarious. But this has been great. Okay, so when do you do the classes?
So it's Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
And all proceeds from the event, 100% of proceeds of every goat yoga event goes to children who have faced adversity. So not only are you playing with goats, but you're helping a great cause, which is incredible.
And should you make a reservation to do that or just show up?
You can visit the Grady Goat website or go on Eventbrite, and there will be a place where you can book your classes. We've been booked up quite a bit, so just make sure that you're picking a date where...
We might have to open a third day. We might have to expand the business a little bit.
We'll see about that. That's a lot of goats for a lot of weekends.
What are you doing, pal? You like me? You just want to come home? You want to live in my house? I gotta tell you, I no longer want a dog. I want some goats. This is a lot of fun. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to take a break so we can play with these goats a little bit more. And you should really get out and try this. I want to take the kids out there. Now, look at you with your little horns. I love that. Anybody who takes yoga seriously can actually do real yoga. I mean, we're just obviously goofing around, but this is a lot of fun. And something also, like my wife will do yoga, and sometimes she's forced to take my daughter, and my daughter will have to sit there on her iPad. She'd have a much better time watching goats than an iPad. This is great. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in. I'll put the link on our Facebook page so people can find it. You're helping out, and you're doing yoga, and you're playing with goats. Your day cannot get any better. We will take a quick break. Brutus the Barber Beefcake doing it. What time is it, Spanish? I don't even know where we're at.
8:45.
Oh, my God. I want to play with goats for a little while more, and then at the top of the hour, Brutus will be here. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.